absolutely intercultural.
Fullständig interkulturell.
Absolut interkulturalisch.
Absolutamente intercultural.
Absolutely intercultural.
Hello and welcome to show 255 of our podcast, Absolutely Intercultural. Today's show is about two different cultures, and they have nothing to do with nationality or geography. We are talking about the culture of young people and old people, especially when it comes to the learning culture. Have you ever wondered whether you will carry on learning all your life or whether you will stop at some point? So when would you stop? What do you think? At 25? At 30? At 40? Or even older? Or perhaps there is no limit at all. Do you believe in lifelong learning? Well, in today's episode, we interview young and old learners to find out about their learning habits. Our first guest is Dr. Beatrice Blügel from Germany, who is the director of an adult education institution. While our second guest, Luis Iglesias from Portugal, is a 29-year-old master student who is currently socializing with younger students. So up in our first category, absolutely quick, we hear from Beatrice about what happens when you mix young people and old people in the same classroom.
A lovely saying which says that the young ones run quicker, but the old ones know the shortcuts.
Okay. In our second category, absolutely incorrect, we listen to young people's opinions about age and learning ability. Is this linked to biology or to culture? We hear from a diverse group of exchange students from across the world.
Older, then you're smarter and wiser because you have experienced so much. But the new generation now.
Finally, in our last category, absolutely chillaxed, Luis tells us about his experience with university students who are up to 9 years younger than he is. And he tells us how maturity influences learning.
Get old and you get more wise. You think before you talk.
So let us start with the show. Beatrice now manages Volkshochschule Aachen, a large adult education institution, and she has experience teaching students ranging from 18 to 80. She explains the cultural differences between different age groups and how these different cultures can work together in the same classroom. So in our first category, absolutely quick, I asked Beatrice whether old people might lose out in our modern digital world, where only the young can follow all the new trends.
Certainly there are some losers in this system, a certain amount of people who simply don't adapt and who don't pick up new. I mean, you still get people going to the bank to get money, for instance, or have it delivered by post or something like that.
And in your institution, do you have different classes for different age groups?
I work in Volkshochschule. That's a German institution, an adult education center. You get there because you're interested in a subject. Let's say you want to learn Japanese, which is quite popular in my institution for some unfathomable reason. So you go there because you want to learn Japanese, be it that you're interested in Japanese or that you want to travel to Japan, or maybe, especially with elderly people, this often happens that they want to learn a new language simply to exercise their brains. Some people ask rather timidly, will there be young people around? And those who are young, yes. but will there be older people? Because they're afraid that they don't learn as quickly and as easily,
yes.
Which in a way is true, but it turns out in practice that they have much more time than the youngsters.
Uh-huh.
The young people are usually either at university or in their job, and they don't have the time to do the exercises at home, whereas the old people do. There's a lovely saying which says that the young ones run quicker, but the old ones know the shortcuts.
Okay.
But of course you will find that sometimes people discover, even though they're of completely different age groups, that they have a love for, let's say, Japanese music in common, which they hadn't realized before and which they didn't think possible before. And that actually goes to show that there are various cultures around. It's not only your national culture or your I don't know, ethnical culture that you belong to.
Do you see attitude there as well, that the young ones think that they shouldn't be in that class, or that the old people think they are too old for this?
Or prejudice, probably, yes. That's probably what I would call it. And I always love it when that dissolves, when they see that it's not really that important. Something very similar or very telling happened to me ages ago now, actually. I was on in a language class. I was trying to learn Italian in Italy. And it was a changeover weekend, so the old students left and new students arrived, and it was quite well done by that institution that you got together for a drink, and the ones in the know could actually tell the newbies how things worked and so on. I was probably about, 40, 45 at the time. And this young chap came up to me and said, "Oh, you must be a teacher." And I said, what makes you think that?
I bet you liked that, did you?
Well, talking about attitude and prejudice towards teachers, yes. And then I said, what makes you think that? And then he said, well, usually if people your age learn something, then they're usually teachers. And I said, what do you mean your age? And I said, oh, no. He said, I mean it in the most positive way. Because at your age to still be, and I said, stop it now. It's only getting worse.
He was surprised you still had a brain. Is that it?
It sounded like that, yes. He hadn't been to Volkshochschule.
So how did you survive the course with these young people? I understand everybody was at a young age and you were the only person of a certain age.
We were kind of sticking out, yes. And to tell you the truth, well, we survived knowing the shortcuts. We got much more sleep than the others. It was summer in Italy. Everybody was partying until the break of dawn. Okay. Where the young people were, and when they came to the class, they were tired and they hadn't done their homework and they were half asleep. Whereas the oldies were sitting there, they had done their homework, they had 8 hours of sleep and they were fresh, which didn't make me much more popular with the young guys. But they didn't realize they were too busy trying to wake up, actually.
You're listening to Absolutely Intercultural, about learning cultures which may be different between the young and the old. What I found interesting was the idea that younger people might sometimes be a little prejudiced against older learners on courses. Interestingly, when I teach in Australia, several students in each classroom may be over 30 and sometimes even over 50, which is very rare in the German culture. So we asked one of our interns here at Rheinland Campus, Calvin from Australia, to interview international students from across the world about learning cultures. Category 2, absolutely incorrect.
Do you think old people learn slower than young people?
Yeah, I think so.
Older people are better at learning than young people, aren't they?
I wouldn't agree necessarily. I think it depends how open-minded they are and if they're willing to do the work.
Do you think older people are worse at learning new ideas?
Maybe some of old people are limited by healthy issues. Mm. Maybe it's more difficult, but it's not impossible.
Young people are smarter than old people, aren't they?
Really?
What do you think?
That's a good compliment. Actually, like a lot of people say, when you're older, then you're smarter and wiser because you have experienced so much. But the new generation now, like if you compare it, they have experienced a lot of things in their young ages already.
When do you think you can no longer learn? At what age?
According to me, it's not the age that determines the learning capacity of the people. It's the mindset and attitude of the people. And I personally know a professor, she tries to learn 7 new things at least in a year. So it's not about the age, and it's about the mindset and perspective of the people. And I feel that there is no age limit for learning.
The older you get, do you think the slower your brain starts to work?
Not yet. I think someday it will happen. but not yet.
Okay.
It's only getting faster, I think.
So do you think, Roberto, young people are getting stupider or you're getting smarter as you get older?
No, I think older people can learn a lot.
What age do you think people stop learning?
Not age, after marriage, around 25 to 28, because my friends are all in the same age group.
Mm.
Once they are getting married, they have stopped learning.
And do you think they can no longer learn new skills after they're married,
no,
like a language
like
or...?
It depends upon their family and their spouse. If they are feeling bored, many of my friends, I'm telling, they are learning new skills like stitching. My friends who are married, if they are feeling bored, they started learning makeup things.
Okay.
And they are having some professional makeup studios and they are still learning things.
And is it common for women to work after they get married?
Yeah, it's needed. Okay. Of course. Everybody feels bored, right? Even being at home, even with children, everybody feels bored.
You are listening to Absolutely Intercultural about different learning cultures of young and old people. I have to admit that some of my friends around the age of 60 did actually stop learning some time ago. So I'm glad to hear that not everybody stopped learning when they got married. Personally, I had no choice, to be honest. I had to carry on learning after my marriage because otherwise my wife would have got bored of me. In our third category, Absolutely Chill. Relaxed Calvin interviews Luis from Portugal, who is the oldest of our exchange students this semester, and he's 29. Now, Calvin asked him how he feels when he's socializing with 20-year-old students who are living in a much faster-paced culture.
Just let them go and I just follow them, yeah.
Yeah, okay.
On my pace.
Do you find you've become better at learning as you've gotten older?
Oh yeah, for sure, yeah. Time and your age, it's your best teacher, for sure, yeah. The experience that you have, the things that you get, you did it wrong, will teach you for the, yeah, and preparing you for the future, yeah, for sure.
Do you think there's like an age people stop learning at, or is that a stereotype?
No, I think you will continue. It's a continuous process. You will learn all the time until you get very, very old. I think until your last days, I think you will continue to learn.
Do you notice any behavior differences between, say, older and younger students?
You can notice. Get old and you get more more wise. You think before you talk or behave. The people, yeah, get more quiet.
If you had to, say, like, learn a new language, would you prefer to be with a certain age group?
Probably I identify myself, this is obvious, with people with my age,
yeah.
And a little bit... and I, when I was young, I always really enjoyed to listen to older people.
Mm.
You know, and I've always been more directed to the older people than the younger people.
You think this skill of adapting to new things, is that a skill or is it to do with age? What do you think?
I think everybody can learn it, no matter what the age they are. They just need to want it.
There we have it. Getting old is not the end of the learning journey. For myself, it seems like I still have so many things to learn. Gaining more self-control, recognizing patterns in the world, and also in my own behavior. It's true that we do not often see CEOs and presidents in their 20s or in their 30s. And perhaps there is a good reason. There is so much to learn in this world. I hope you enjoyed today's show and feel a little more optimistic about your next birthday. Now, perhaps instead of giving presents for birthdays, we should give our friends inspiration to keep on learning. I would like to thank our interviewer and chief editor of this show, Calvin, and our editor, Alina from Germany. Thank you to all our guests and listeners who joined us for today's show. What about you? Have you ever found yourself in a classroom with mixed ages? Please do share your points of view with us, even if you did not turn out to be the fastest learner in the class, perhaps because of your age. On our webpage, www.absolutely-intercultural.com, you can get more information about this and previous episodes. And if you enjoyed the show, please like us on Facebook too. By the way, did you know that we are also on iTunes? You can subscribe to us there for free and give us a rating and a comment. Our next show will be coming to you from and Fox in Denmark on the 6th of November. Until then, bleiben Sie absolut interkulturell.
Absolutely intercultural.
Vollständig interkulturell.
Absolut interkulturell.
Absolutamente intercultural.
Absolutely intercultural.